We're back. Age regression. Let me start with just a real general thing about age regression. There's two major categories of age regression. One is uncovering age regression, and the other is date time. Date time is where you tell your client to go to a specific time. For example, once you've found the ISE and you tell them to go a few minutes before then, that's a date time. Another example would be when you're doing parts mediation work, phase five, and you're testing for secondary gain, what you do is like someone is struggling with, or they've started doing the problem behavior again, or it's come back. What you do is you, in the pre-hypnosis interview, tell me about a time last week when that happened, right? Oh, okay, so last Thursday at the restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. Then when you do the age regression, you say in a moment, count five back to one, we're going back to that time last Thursday at the restaurant when you did XYZ. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's a date time. The others are uncovering. And that means you're going to learn something. You're going to learn about events. You're uncovering significant events that have to do with the issue. So, affect bridge, that's uncovering. And you're bridging off an emotion. Time tunneling is exactly the same thing. But the technique is more reliable, more focused, but what you do is exactly the same thing. You're following a feeling back, like a fear. Then there is cognitive bridge. That's where someone has this thought that they keep saying to themselves, or a belief that they're trying to get rid of, and you can just follow that back. You bring up that thought, say it to you, while they're in hypnosis, say it to yourself, say it to yourself. Good, say it again. Good, as I count from five back to one, you go back to an earlier time when you were saying that to yourself. Okay, and we go back to the next time, time, we can follow that thought back. The other is a symptom bridge. Okay. And so, like, for example, if you're working on migraine headaches, we don't want to bring up the headache, but people have migraines, have a feeling that they get just before they get the headache. Okay. So you bring that up in the hypnosis and you follow that back. I don't want to give my client a migraine or even hallucinate having a migraine over and over and over again. So what we're going to do is we just bring up that symptom. We follow it back to the ISE. Another thing that we can do is use two or more of those things. For example, I could take a thought or belief, I'm not good enough. I'm always thinking I'm not good enough, or I'm just going to fail, right? And I can follow that back, the first leap back. And then I can ask the Fab Five questions. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And okay. How old are you? And is it familiar or new? Now, something magic just happened. I said, what's happening? That's X. It's happening. What are you thinking? I'm not good enough, or whatever it is. What are you feeling? And as soon as I get the feeling, now I've got the affect for affect bridge. The affect and feelings are interchangeable terms. And then I can start following the emotion back to the ISE. Once I uncover the ISE, I test the ISE by doing a date time regression. In a moment, I'm going to count from three back to one. You're going to go back a few minutes before this. Three, two, one. So there's an example of doing cognitive, or I could do the symptom, that feeling you get before you get the headache. Okay, follow that back. The first time they got that, find out what are they feeling. Then I find out if that feeling is familiar or new. Because the thing that triggered the headaches might have been a symptom-producing event, but the emotion predated it. And then I would follow the emotion back, the affect bridge on that, until I got the ISE. Then I would do a date time to just before that. Let's chart that out. Okay? Let's give you a visual. Future, past, now. There's a feeling you get that lets you know that a migraine is about to come on. Describe it to me. Oh, yeah, my head starts to feel that way. As you're describing it to me, you start to experience that feeling that you get just before the headache. Feel that feeling that you get just before you get the headache. Describe it to me. Good. Now I'm going to count five back to when we go to an earlier time that you felt that feeling that you get just before. Now, actually, that's a sensation. It's not a feeling. If we're going to start, like, there's emotions, there's feelings, and there's sensations. We're not focusing on the emotion yet. We're just, look at that symptom that she gets. Okay. Follow back. Five, four, three, two, one. Be there. This one's 40. This one's 30. Okay. And I describe that feeling, that sensation that you're getting just before the headache. Okay. Is it familiar or new? Oh, it's familiar. I always get this before I get headaches. Good. Five, four, three, two, one. We go back again. Okay. She's in that situation. She's having that feeling. How old are you? I'm 20. Okay. Then I'm going to find out, is it familiar or new? Oh, it's new. Okay, I'm going to count from three back to one. You're going to go, I mean, I'm going to touch you on the head three times. I'm going to snap my fingers three times, and you will be at the first time you felt that way. Here we go. Snap, snap, snap. And they go back again. Why? Because it wasn't new. 20 said it was new, but it had happened before. Okay, daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone or with someone. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Okay, and now she has that halo effect, but now she's 12. Okay, and so yeah, she's got that symptom. Familiar or new? Oh, it's familiar. I'm gonna snap my fingers three times, so you'll get the very first time. And they do the loop-de-loop. She's back at 12. Okay. So I'll do it again. Daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone or with someone. Okay. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Now I'm talking about emotion. How do you feel in your body everywhere else? Or X is happening. Someone is criticizing them. Hey, everybody check them, make sure they're not on, that their mute is on, that you're muted. Okay. All right, so just to go over this again, got my client who has the headaches, the migraines. I bring up the sensation she gets in her body, in her head, before she gets the migraine. I regress on that. Daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone or with someone. Okay, I find out the sensation is there. I ask her, is it new, familiar or new? She said it's familiar. Count five back to one, go back to a previous time. She's 20. She says it's new. So what I did is I say, okay, I'm going to touch you on the head three times if she's in person, that's the old way. I'm going to snap my fingers three times and you'll be at the first time. And she goes back to an earlier time. That means this was not the first time. And then snap, she says it's familiar, so I give her the opportunity to go back. I don't count backwards. I snap my fingers or I tap them or something like that. Tap, 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 snap, snap, snap. There's no counting. Because if I count backwards, it implies that they should go back. I just say, in a moment, snap my fingers three times, and you would be at the first time. Snap, snap, snap. She goes, here. Well, daytime, nighttime, indoors, outdoors, alone, or with someone, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? Is it familiar or new? And she says, once again, here she said it was new. Here she says it's new. So just saying new in itself is not enough. I have to start running it through some tests. And that is go to the first time, snap, snap, snap. In this example, she went a loop to loop and wound up right back here. So now I find out how is she feeling emotionally. Now, I find out what's happening. Okay. Mom's yelling at me. Okay. What does that make you think? I'm in trouble. So what if you get in trouble? What happens? Oh, she's going to smack me or something like that, right? Or I'm going to lose something important, or she's not going to love me anymore. Okay. These are all things that are called something bad is going to happen, and that's fear. You guys understand? That's why secret language of feelings is so important when you're doing age regression. Okay. And how do you feel about that? 12, I'm scared. Now, she might say sad. Because sometimes people are afraid to say, I'm afraid. I say, what's going to happen? And if she says something bad's going to happen, okay. Now, if she says the bad thing that's going to happen is a loss of someone or something, okay, then that could be sadness. For example, I think she just stopped loving me. That would be loss, lost love of mother. Sadness would make sense then. Okay, but I'd say, and if she stops loving you, then what might happen? I'll be all alone. And we can, you know, who's going to feed me? Who's going to support me? That's fear. Okay, that's something, that's a negative consequence. So sadness is from loss, fear is thinking something bad might happen. Okay. So now I have an emotion that I can follow. Focus on that fear. As I count three back to one, go to the first time you felt that fear. No, I'm going to say that differently. In a moment, I'm going to, okay. Once we have this fear, then I'm going to ask 12, is that fear familiar or new? If she says it's familiar, then I will do a regression. Focus on that fear, count from three back to when you go back to an earlier time you felt that way. If she says the fear is new, then I'm going to say, I'm going to tap you on the head three times, go to the first time. And if this was the first fear, she'll do the loop to loop. If it's not the first fear, then she'll go back again. Okay. So I've regressed on two different things. One was the symptom, the other was the emotion, fear. Questions or observations about that? Anybody? Yes, Elizabeth, Liz, Liz.
From 12, you're saying do it twice.
Okay.
Once based on the feeling, once.
Stop here because of a symptom, right?
Yeah.
And that was the halo. I think that's what they call it for migraines, right? And
Aura.
aura, that's what I'm looking for, aura. Okay. And once I get there, I find out what the emotion is that's generating. And once I've got that, then I've got to find out if that emotion is familiar or new. If she says it's new, then I've got to test that. Okay, I'm going to snap my fingers three times, snap, 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 be it the first time. Okay. And if she does a loop to loop there, then I've got my first bit of evidence that that is, that the aura and the fear both start at the same time. But most cases, it doesn't.
And I was going to ask about the age, being 12.
Yeah. What about it?
Is that, I mean, we've always heard it's usually younger than that, but 12 is not too old. My experience, very little, it's always been much, much younger than that.
Yes. Yes. And, but we don't push our experience and expectations on a client. Okay. I know in the back of my mind, most ISCs happen before the age of four. In fact, very common to be 3, 2 years old. Okay. But I'm not going to press that on her. Okay. I allow all my clients to be individuals. So the symptom started at 12, but then by going, what's the feeling? Find out the fear. And I go, is that fear familiar or new? And she says, it's new. I never believed new the first time I get new. This new was about the aura. This new is about the emotion. And so I've got to test that. And so I'm going to snap my fingers three times, go to the first time. If she looped the loops here, then I have my first bit of evidence that the emotion started here. But if she goes back further, and now she's five, okay, what I'm going to be doing is that familiar or new, that fear, right? And once again, let's say I get new, I'm going to have to test that. In a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers three times. On the third time, you'll get the very first time. And if I get my loop to loop, I've got my second confirmation. So this was confirmation of the symptom. This is the confirmation of the feeling or emotion. So this was symptom bridge. This is affect bridge. And I'm going to do a date time bridge. And we'll count from three back to one. You'll be a few minutes before this. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. And we do the little mini bump. Okay. So that's the daytime bridge.